We are learning Masechtas Beya, Daf Tezvav and Beis, and we're beginning the new parak on top of Tezvav and Beis. This parak is in discuss by the beginning at least Erev Tavshilin and other Dine Yontif. Yontif Shechal Lies Erev Shabbos. Yontif that's Chal Erev Shabbos, either it's a case where Shavuos, let's say, which is the first day Yontif lands up on a Friday, or in Chutzlaretz, the second day Yontif lands up on a Friday. So to Yontif Shechal Lies Erev Shabbos, Lo Yivashel B'tchilim Yontif Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov, you're not allowed to make a challent on Yom Tov on Friday for Shabbos. Avol, mevashel Yom Tov v'mhoisei yoyitzel Shabbos. But if you cooked for Yom Tov five different dishes, and you have some extras, so then you can use that for Shabbos. And the Bein Peretz speaks out, and Rashi Yudzayin Abayis also mevayi like that, that that's pashit, if it's one pot, you're making one pot of pasta, you let it put an extra for Shabbos, because that's all one maisa of cooking, and you just pour the whole thing into it, that's ribui b'shurim, which is mutter. The shayla is to cook another pot special Shabbos, that's asr, unless you have a whole pot extra by mistake from Yontif, then you'll use it for Shabbos. So what's the isa? You can make an Erev Tavshilin. That says, v'oisa tavshil m'erev Yontif, you make a extra food from Erev Yontif, v'shayimach lov Shabbos. You can v'shayimach that to cook on Shabbos. You make a tafshil, you make somebody cook something extra, and you give a semach that to cook for Shabbos. B'sham erim shnei tafshilin, you need two tafshilin. B'sil erim tafshil echad, one cooked thing is enough. B'shavim, they both agree. It means even b'sham erim holds you need two tafshilin, he agrees. B'dag u'beitz shalav shem tem shnei tafshilin. That you have a fish with an egg coating, that's called two tafshilin. Ochlu oy she'avad. Let's say the erim tafshilin by mistake was eaten or got lost. Then lo yivash lo v'tchila, you cannot cook anymore for Shabbos. You need the Erev Tavshilin to be around. A little bit is left over from the Erev Tavshilin. Soymech love Shabbos. Then you can be soymech on to cook for it on Shabbos. Talk to Gemara Vayta. What's the makar smachta upon him to this idea of Erev Tavshilin? About the Erev Tavshilin under Rabbanan, like Rashi speaks out. But the Gemara is asking, do we have a smachta from the pasuk? Omer Shmuel, the Omer Kra, it says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Zochar es yom haShabbos akacha," which with teaching, you pasuk pshata means kiddush, to make kiddush. But here we're teaching a different way. Zochreyu, always remember about Shabbos. Ma'achas shabala ashkichay, that you might forget about Shabbos. Always remember about Shabbos. And hey, do that by making erev tavshilin. My time, what's the reason for erev tavshilin? And Rav will basically explaining Shmuel according to Rashi. Omer Rava, kadesh yivra mono yofel haShabbos mono yofel yomtiv. Rashi explains that we're worried when you have a yontif, you're very busy with yontif food. You make all these different roasts for yontif. You're going to forget about Shabbos. Therefore, you prepare Erev Tavshilin. This will remind you, you know, the Shabbos coming up. You got to have something special for Shabbos. And that's the point of Erev Tavshilin, for the covet of Shabbos, to remember to have food for Shabbos. Rav Ashi Yomar, no, kedei sheyemru ain oifin miyomtiv l'Shabbos. Rav Ashi says, it's kedei that you should shayimru ain oifim yom tov Shabbos. You see this, you realize now that without this starting to cook from before yom tov, you wouldn't be able to cook for Shabbos. So you make kavachayim for yourself. Kavachayim yom tov l'chol. Kavachayim I will never cook yom tov l'chol. Fear of Ashi, the erev tashilin is for covered yom tov. Because now that I see you made an erev tashilin, we see that look at this. You're not even cooking from yom tov to Shabbos without starting from before yom tov. So you're definitely not going to cook from Yom Tov to Chol, because you're going to see from there that you're not allowed to cook so easily from Yom Tov to something else. So it's for covered Yom Tov that you make the Erev Tavshilim before Yom Tov to show that you have to start cooking for Shabbos before Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov you're not allowed to cook so easily for Shabbos. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Oysa Tavshim Erev Yom Tov, you have to do the Erev Tavshilim from before Yom Tov. The Shomer Chol for Shabbos, and use that to cook on for Shabbos. So Bishlam L'Rav Ashi, fear of Ashi that learns that's covered Yom Tov, and that's why you make this Erev Tavshilin to show that I started already before Yom Tov. The Amar Kadesh Yomru in Eifim Yom Tov Shabbos to show us that you don't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Hainu the Erev Yom Tov in the Yom Tov Loy. Then it's good that from Erev Yom Tov, it's Erev Yom Tov in the Yom Tov Loy. Then you see that it has to be dafk before Yom Tov. You can't do it on Yom Tov to make the Erev Tavshilin, because you have to do it before Yom Tov, because the whole point is to show that I'm not cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, then I'll make Kavachayim. Ela Ravav, the whole reason if you're Ravav, Erev Tavshilin is a covered Shabbos, so my Erev Yom Tov, Philip Yom Tov Nami, even on Yom Tov also you can make the Erev Tavshilin, as long as you're showing that I'm worried about Shabbos. Zogtamar Eichanami, You're right. The reason why you make the Eretz Yisrael for Erev Yontif, according to Rav, is because Zera Shem Yivsha. Now, I just want to speak out that L'chairam, especially for Rava, or even for Rav Ashi, well, what's going on? What type of heter is this to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? If you're not going to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, what does the Erev Tafshil and help? What kind of joke is that? So it's avuy already in Tosfos Daf Beis and Beis that there's really midaraisa that's mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos because of an idea called hoyel. There's two pshatim. Either the one pshat is as hoyel. That pshat, since when you're cooking a Yom Tov, the guest might come, he might need this. Therefore, it's mutter to cook on Yom Tov extra food because guests might come. And therefore, it's mutter for Shabbos also as well because as din of hoyel. The other pshat is that maybe Yom Tov to Shabbos is mutter midaraisa. So midarabonah is also, and if we have to make a takan of Erev Tafshilin. Because that means that really it has to be that it's mutter for some reason midaraisa to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Because we also the raisa to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, that Erev wouldn't help. So you first have to make it into midarabonah. And there's two ways to do that. Either you hold that the whole is dafka, you now cook from Yom Tov to Chol, Yom Tov to Shabbos is mutter midaraisa. Or there's an idea called hoyel, but ikli archim, and archim I come. And therefore, that makes it Rabbanon. The Erev Tafshila makes it that it's mutter legamri. The Tana brings the Mekar for Erev Tafshila in this pasuk, Maisla Mahacha. It says in the pasuk, Eshashatayfu oifu, Eshashatavashelu vashelu. Mekana Amr Rabbeleza, this pasuk is talking about the man. It says that what I have to bake, when you bake, what I have to cook, it's a double lashon. So we make a drasha, Mekana Amr Rabbeleza, Ein oifin elala ofui, Ve'im vashem elam vashel. You only bake on something that's baked, and you only cook on something that's cooked. And we dash like this: Es hashita oifu before yontif, eifu on yontif. You'll be able to cook on yontif for Shabbos. Es hashita vashlo before yontif, shelu. You'll be able to cook for on yontif. We'll see more later on. If you need for baking, you might need to have to put aside a piece of bread for erev tashilin, and for cooking, you need a tafshil. That's why you use the egg and a matzah. Like upon him, we learn from this pasuk from the car for erev tashilin midarabanim. Mekan som chuchamim la erev tashilin midarabanim. Here's a smachta for Erev Tafshilin Minatar. Tanu Rabbanu into the rice, so Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, the story of Rabbi Eliezer, Yoshev Yidurish Kol Yom Kuloi, Hilchas Yontif. He was saying a drasha on Yontif, Hilchas Yontif, on Yontif. And it came time for the Suda, Yotzikat Rishayna. First group left in the middle of this year. Omru Halolo Balei Patasim. These are the people who drink, not they don't drink bottles of wine, they don't drink kegs, they drink barrels. They drink barrels of wine, these guys. These guys are the real, you know, the real connoisseurs. Kachnia, the second group, Amalolo Bale Chavis. These are the ones who drink Chavis. They're a little smaller than the potassium. Kachlishis, Amalolo Bale Kadim. Those are the jugs. Kadravias, Amalolo Bale Leginim. Those are a little smaller, the bottles. Kachamish, Amalolo Bale Kais. Those ones who drink cups of wine. It's Chilu Kachlishis, the sixth group already is leaving. His shear was almost dwindling. The sixth group was leaving. Lotis, Amalolo Bale Meira. These are the ones who are causing genai, and my ear is lashon curse. These are, they're making the mishkan empty, these people. And now there was a select few left. Nosen Einam Tamidim, he looked at the five left, making them a number, but let's say the five Tamidim were left, he gave them the eyes. His chilu panayim ashtanim, they started getting scared, maybe they didn't something wrong. He said, maybe we should leave, should we leave? Are we not being good that we're staying here? I'm like, no, b'ni, loy lechem ani oimer. You guys are good. Ela lolo shietzu. I am upset at the people who left. Shemenichim chayi oilam. They're neglecting chayi oilam, which is the Torah, va'oiskim chayi shah. They're busy with chayi shah. And you have to realize, this is Sudas Yontif. The Gemara will talk about that. This is Sudas Yontif. B'shas piti rasam. Maisa, when they finally left, after the end of the shir, he was happy with them. Amalahem, he told them, l'chu ichlu mashmanim. Go eat from the fat meats. V'shesumam takim. And drink sweet wine. V'shalchu monos lein nachiloy. Send presents to people who need it. We'll see what that means. Kadosh Hayom L'Adenenu. Today is Kadosh Hayom, which is we're talking about Rosh Hashanah's pasuk actually. V'alti Otzvu, don't be upset. Ki Chedvas Hashem Hima'oz Mu'azchem, because the Simcha of Hashem is your strength, and we'll see what that means also. Amamar, Rabbi Eliezer said, he told his Tamidim that those who left, Shemenichim Chai Olam Meitzim Chai Yishah, they left, they're neglecting Chai Olam, and they're busy with Chai Yishah. Right, the Gemara, but Simchas Yontov Mitzvi. It's a mitzvah Simchas Yontov. So the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Tamei, the Omer Simchas Yontov Rishus. Rabbi Eliezer holds that when a teacher like the Mashal teaches it, that when you are learning Torah, then Simchas Yontov is a Rishus. Netanya, into the Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Tamei, Eilu Lo Adam B'Yontov, Elo Oichlo V'Shoisa Oyosh V'Shoina. On Yontov, there's two choices: eating the beef from the people who eat and drink. that type of simchas yontov, or you can sit and learn. That means, if you want to sit and learn the whole day yontov, not eat a thing, you are a tzaddik. You're doing the will of Hashem. That's what he holds. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer Chalkeu, split it up. Chatzel Hashem, Chatzel Lachem. Do half Lachem, half Lachem. That's what he paskin. Doesn't mean 50-50. It means part Lachem and part Lachem. So the part Lachem should be more. But you do part and part. Therefore, it is a mitzvah to eat on yontov. Om Rabbi Yechonim, Shnei Mikro Achadarshi. They both darshan it from one pasuk. Kosav Achadarimar Atzeres Lachem Lachem. It says, yontov Lachem Lachem. Because of Achadarimar Atzeres Tiel Lachem. It should be for you. Okay, it's odd. Rabbi Yechonim, you have a choice. A kul Hashem, a kul Lachem. You can do either one. Kul Hashem, kul Lachem. But we spoke Afir Masha already, that once you're not learning, then you should eat then. Then you should do the mitzvah of eating. So, oi kul Hashem, kul Lachem. Rabbi Shua Sava Chalkeyu, you split it. Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi of Lachem. Split it up in a mayan half. So, Adkan, the pshat in Manich and Chai Olam. Now, I'm going to go back to that pasuk. The pasuk says that you give some presents, or monos means like pieces of food, le'ein nochen loy, to a person who doesn't have it. What does that mean? He's sending it to the person who forgot to make Erev Tavshilin. That's who you're sending the presents to, because they can't cook. He didn't have a chance to. He had an emergency at Erev Yontov. But someone who should have done it and he didn't do it, he is a Peshaya. And the Shulchan Aruch Taka says that's very possible if someone who is a Peshaya, Yitaka cannot be Soymech on someone else's Erev Tavshilin. If someone is a Peshaya, then we'll see more in the world later on about this, but there is, it says, Someone agrees to this, but if someone doesn't know what I'm making the Erev Shilam, I'm going to sign on someone else. No, that's no good. He's a Peshayahu, and according to the Mechaber at least, he can't be signing on that. We'll see more about that in a later blatter. So that's what it means. Ein Achala means someone who didn't have Erev Shilam, either even on purpose or dafka by mistake. Then in the pasuk, Kichedvas Hashem Yimuaschem. The Simcha of Hashem is your strength. What does that mean? Ma'ik Kichedvas Hashem Yimuaschem. Om Rav Yech, Ram Shimon Malaz, Rav Shimon. Om Rav Kosh Baruch Yisrael. B'ni, levu elai, borrow on me, v'kitshu kedusha sayayim, and celebrate the Heilige day, v'aminu bi, and believe me, v'ni pray, I'm going to pay back. The Lashon Yimuaschem means, Kichedvas Hashem, if you do Hashem's will by making Simcha, Simcha's Yontev, I will be your help. Harim will ask him, Rashi says, He Tazar, Hashem's going to help you. You can borrow on me and help you. So, Frank Taisvis, I, the Gemara says in Mesachim Psachim, Asay Shabbat Chachol al Tastarach Labrias. It says there, make your Shabbos weekday, eat cream cheese on Shabbos, and Amat Starach Labrias. And here it says, Levu Alai. Taisvis Taritz says, it's only if you have a plan of paying back. You can't just borrow without a plan of paying back and say, oh, yeah, you know, I'll get tzedakah. That's not what, that's Al Tastarach Labrias. It means a guy who's worried, he has enough money, but he's worried, you know, he doesn't spend too much money. No, levu elai, and I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. But Amar, if you have a job, you should spend money on, if you have a job, you spend money on Shabbos. Hashem will make sure that job will be successful. Amar Rabbi Yechra, Mishim Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Harayit Yishkayim Nechasav. Someone wants to have kiyim on his Nechasav. Yitavim Adar. He should plant a tree called the Adar, because the Adar tree is a very unique tree, and everyone knows it's yours. And therefore, if someone tries to steal your field or steal your tree, they won't get away with it. Everyone knows that belongs to the uncle, because that tree is a unique tree. So plant this unique tree, and everyone knows it's yours. And he brings him a card from a pasuk. Remember, Adir b'amorim Hashem. Adir, we know, means lashon of strength. So you see, Adar is something that's strong. Inami Adar kashme. Because I'm inchi my Adar. Why is it called the Adar tree? The Kaimel Dori Dori. It goes for Doris and Doris, because everyone knows it's your tree. Therefore, it's Oimel Doris. God had been very Rashi, like Bavarns. He asks that when you sell it, also has a work. So when you sell it, it has a curl that someone else bought it, and therefore it will work the sale. But if someone tries to steal it, everyone knows it belongs to the uncle. Taina Rahi, saw this with Adar, a field that has an Adar, in Nixelis, it can't be stolen, in Nechmeses. Also, someone can't like try to force you to sell it, because everyone knows it's your tree. And the Perisel of that tree or field are Mishtamer. And Rashi explains in the first chapter, the reason is because it's a very, very big tree with big leaves, and it's like a fence. And therefore, it protects your Paris as well. Therefore, someone, this is like the investment advice. You want your Chosin to be in the Skyim, you should plant an Adar.